Hey everyone, welcome to another Monday Morning Starter! Have to be a little bit more quiet, there's houses right there. So, you can have them behind the trees. anyway, look at the day down here. This is why I love the outdoor studio. It's like perfect. So, I've had quite a few people say, how do you stay steady? And the influence of steady is massive in your life. Look, I know that there's heaps of people out there that say, work hard, do this, get motivated, rah, all that. I get it, that's part of it. And this is totally not what this video is about. But I understand that that is part of it. Like, I've worked hard my whole career, I've done all that sort of stuff, applied myself, focus, all of that. But I reckon there's something way more powerful than that, and that's staying steady. If you want your life to be smoother, you have to iron the inside out first, because life happens inside out, not outside in. And the thing with bumpy ride through life, like, we all get parts of it, but I have to say my life is a lot more steady today than it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago, but I make a conscious effort to do that because I want a seamless life. Doesn't mean I don't want challenges and bumps and things like that, but you can ride through them so much easier because you stay steady. And it sort of fixes itself up a lot quicker rather than staying in it and it's like just a big washing machine of mess and you just go from one washing machine to the next washing machine to the next washing machine. Here's what you've got to understand though. It's about controlling the beginning in every situation. So it's momentum. You can't see it though. So everywhere around us is energy and it's flowing. Like, if you look at the lake, it's got like a flow to it, even though it's sort of like a steady body of water. The birds up there, they're flowing through life. Okay, you got to see it like that. So energy is constantly coming out of you. And how your energy is determines how your flow goes. So you've got to not react so much to things. I still do it, everyone does it. I'm not saying you need to be superhuman and never work it out. That's actually how you learn. So if you're going through a life, if you're going through a part of your life at the moment where things aren't just going right, I just got an email yesterday from a guy saying that he's just, like, he was doing really well and now he's not. It's like heaps of losses and heaps of things going on and whatever. It's nothing he can do apart from steady his energy first. And what will happen then, he'll steady his energy, he'll feel more centered, the things that are bothering him will slowly go away, and then he'll attract a new set of circumstances into his life. But you have to slow it first. What's happening, if you're going through bumpiness in your life right now, you're living what you created before. Here's the key. Here you are today, and if you want, it's not gonna happen tomorrow, but let's say tomorrow, the next day, 3 days, a week, a month, and you can start to iron your life out. Probably around that 3 days week, you'll start to feel it. Head to sort of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you're on a whole different path now. But you have to remember, once you start to get steady, and the way you do that is just give, the thing that's bothering you, just don't give it any more energy. Just slowly move your mind off of it. Think of things that are working, not things that aren't working. Not things that are bothering you, not things that are making you angry. Think things that make you feel good, think things that make you, just focus on stuff that's going right in your life. There's something, you know, there's anything, just sit and look at this lake if you want. That's pretty cool. And then you'll feel your energy just start to slow down a bit because you're actually keeping it alive. You gotta kill that energy first. If it's not the energy you want, you have to kill it, suffocate it, jump all over it and forget it, and it will die and go because you're in control of it and you're feeding it. So that's what you have to do. Don't talk about it, don't whinge about it, don't complain about it, don't think about it, any of that stuff, let it go. Here's the thing. So when you get to this point where you start to feel like, yeah, life's sort of steadied for me, like life's going okay, because that thing's like, well, not you're gonna think about it, but like that thing doesn't exist anymore because I'm not giving it any air, or any oxygen to breathe, and it's gone. Then you have to be on a lifelong quest. You have to be on a lifelong quest to get sensitive. So when something happens to you, you can't react and hold on to the thing because you're gonna do the same thing again. And it doesn't matter what the event is, it doesn't matter anything. What if that branch over there broke and you walk around for a whole day complaining about the thing? It doesn't matter about what it is, it matters about the energy that you're giving it because you're unhappy, you're frustrated, you're annoyed, you're That's what it is. So you have to learn to just let it bounce off of you. If you can do this over and over and over again, you're going to create a space that you have full control over. About 1 minute it is. So not even that, no. 30 seconds maximum. It actually starts to build momentum after 17 seconds, but at 30 seconds, it starts to build a bit more momentum, and then you're pretty much on that path and the train started, and then you're just giving it more and more and more fuel. And then after a while, you've been thinking about it for an hour, then you're gone, forget about it. You're on that path. Like just... So the key is control the beginning. Someone says something to you that you don't like. Okay, cool, ouch. Don't give it any energy. Something happens to you where you lose some business or something doesn't work for you, don't react to it. I don't say don't feel about it. Feel about it, but don't get sucked into, no one cares anyway, get sucked into talking to people about it because you think venting is the way to go. It's like someone rang me yesterday and was venting about something that's, you know, happened and he missed the property or whatever. I said to him, mate, what do you want me to do about it? What can I do about it? I'm really sorry that you missed out on it, but what would you like me to do? And I think once I steadied the energy of the whole thing, he still wasn't happy at the end, but he was like, yeah, okay, all right, thanks. Yeah, all right, see you after. Control the beginning. Steady the beginning. And then things will start to steady. And then over time, if you can do that, and you can start to live that way, day after day after day, your life will start to become so steady that people will look at you and say, how come you're always so calm? Because you've practiced the art of calm and steady. Doesn't mean I always am, but I bring myself back as quickly as I can. Quickly as I can. Quickly as I can. Because I want my life to be seamless, and I want it to go like that. Not like this as much as possible. Like that. And I want to end up somewhere great. And I want you to as well. That's why I do these videos. All right, let's get into this week. Look forward. See you in the next video.